The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Senev. 16, 1700 block of 56th Street. A late report received of the theft of 3 hockey sticks from outside a locker room at the recreation center. Police to investigation the theft upon receipt of a detailed description of the sticks and surveillance video from the recreation center. November. 17, Salish Sea Drive and Blue Heron Way. Police pulled over a car for failing to stop at the signal. Query of the driver revealed a driving prohibition with a requirement to appear in court. A search of the vehicle located suspected hard illicit drugs which were seized for destruction. The vehicle was impounded and the suspect and passenger picked up by taxi. November 18, 1600 block of Duncan Drive. Complainant reported they were the victim of a Facebook Marketplace scam. An e-transfer of $200 was made for the purchase of baby clothes which were not received. An attempt to contact the seller was not successful. A search of a buyer beware website located the seller based out of Hamilton, Ontario, with a history of scamming people on Facebook Marketplace. The complainant was advised to contact their bank, Facebook Marketplace, and the Hamilton Police Service. November 18, 1700 block of Sawa Sen Drive. Complainant reported an attempted break and enter to their storage unit at the storage company sometime over the past 3 days. The suspect attempted to break into the unit by drilling the lock but was not successful. The storage manager indicated 3 other units also suffered damage as a result of attempted theft. Police recommended the storage company install video surveillance or a secure perimeter fence. November 18, 4800 block of Dogwood Place. Police received an online report received of an attempted fraud. The complainant clicked on a link offering assistance with online bank login issues and then received a call from a male identifying themselves as Capital Fraud Security. The complainant was instructed to withdraw funds from their bank account and purchase and provide the serial numbers for 2 $500 Apple gift cards. At this time, the complainant became suspicious and stopped complying with the request. The complainant was assisted by her son in changing all bank account security information and was reporting the incident for information purposes. Ladner. November 15, 7500 block of River Road. Complainant reported the theft of their vehicle sometime over the past 3 days. The complainant advised that the vehicle had already been recovered and was being held by the Langley RCMP for forensic analysis. No suspects at this time. November 16, 6200 block of 48th Avenue. Complainant reported they had left their home in the morning and when they returned late in the afternoon a break and enter had occurred at the residence. The break-in point appeared to be the rear sliding window which was pried open. Items stolen include jewelry, cash, and a laptop. Break-in still under investigation pending the results from identification services. Police discussed a safety plan with the complainant. November 16, 5700 Ladner Trunk Road. A citizen gave a description to police of a male pulling wires out of an electrical box. Police attended and located a male matching the description at the bus stop. The suspect admitted to looking inside the box but stated he did not tamper with any of the wires. This was confirmed by police and the electrical box was secured and the suspect warned and released. November 18, Highway 99 and Highway 17A, exit. Complainant reported an incident of road rage where an erratic driver had begun to weave their vehicle towards theirs and was swearing and being aggressive. The suspect's vehicle followed them until they left the highway on an exit ramp. Complainant unable to provide a license number for the aggressor's vehicle. Police encourage the complainant to call if they suffered any similar experiences and felt unsafe in the future. November 18, 48th Avenue and 47A Street. Complainant reported a hit and run where a driver at the stop sign reversed and backed into their car and then fled the scene. The license number of the vehicle at fault was provided to police who then spoke with the driver who admitted to backing up but was unaware that they had hit another vehicle. Damage to both vehicles minor. Police did not issue a ticket for failure to remain at the scene of an accident as the driver was incredibly apologetic and unaware of the incident.